जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी।
हे राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तिरवन चारी
यमुना तिरवन चारी।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे।
जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे।
राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे।
जय राधे जय कृष्णा जय राधे जय कृष्णा।
जय राधे जय कृष्णा जय कृष्णा।
नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल।
नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल।
जय जय प्रभुपाद
जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय ओम इष्टवाद पुंजराज सुषम अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सुषमा श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। गुरु परंपरा की श्री श्री वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय। गौनिताय की जय। संवीत भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गुरु सतन देवी
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायो मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकि श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text Number 16. Varam chamatkam chanamanavindra
chamattam chanamavindra
vrushni shvateham गुणशीलयंत्रितः
निष्णीशतेऽहं गुणशीलमन्त्रितः
नाहं मखेर्वै सुलभस्तपोभिर्
नाहं मखेर्वै सुलभस्तपोभिर्
योगेन माया समचित्तवर्ती
योगेन माया समचित्तवृत्ती
वरं चमत्कं चनमानवेन्द्र
वरं चमत्तं चनमानवेन्द्र
वृणीष्वतेऽहं गुणशीलयंत्रितः
युनीषतेऽहं गुणशीलयंत्रितः
नाहं मखेर्वे सुलभस्तपोभिर् योगेन वायात् समचित्तवृत्ति
योगेन वायात् समचित्तवृत्ति
वरं चमत्कं चनमानवेन्द्र
वरं चमत्कं चनमानवेन्द्र
वृणीष्वतेऽहं गुणशीलयंत्रितः नाहं मखेर्वे सुलभस्तपोभिर् योगेन वायात् समचित्तवर्ति
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear King, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior. And thus, I am very favorably inclined towards you. You may therefore ask from me any benediction you like. One who does not possess elevated qualities and behavior cannot possibly achieve my favor simply by performance of sacrifices, severe austerities, or mystic yoga. But I always remain equipped in the heart of one who is also equipped in all circumstances. By Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Vishnu was very pleased with Prithu Maharaj's good character and behavior and offered him benediction. The Lord openly says that performing great sacrifices or undergoing the austerities of mystic yoga, practice cannot satisfy him. He is pleased only by elevated character and behavior. But these cannot develop unless one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. Anyone who has developed unalloyed, unflinching devotional service to the Lord develops his original good qualities as spirit soul. The spirit soul, as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has all the good qualities of the Lord. When the spirit soul is contaminated by the material moods of nature, one is considered good or bad with reference to the material qualities. But when one is transcendental to all material qualities, all the good qualities come out. These qualities as a devotee, 26 in number, are listed of as follows. 1. Kindness to everyone. Does not quarrel with anyone. 3. fixed in the absolute truth. Fourth, equal to everyone. Fifth, faultless. Sixth, charitable. Seventh, mild. Eighth, clean. Ninth, simple. 10, benevolent. 11, peaceful. 12, completely attached to Krishna. 13, has no material hankering. 14, meek. 15, steady. 16, self-control. 17, does not eat more than required. 18, sane. 19, respectful. 20, humble. 21, grave. 22, compassionate. 23, friendly. 24, poetic. 25, expert. 26, silent. The Lord is satisfied by development of the transcendental qualities of the living entity and not by artificial performance of sacrifices and mystic yoga. In other words, unless one is fully satisfied, qualified to become a pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot expect to be liberated from material entanglement. So Srila Prabhupada, in the last sentence, he is making sure that if somebody is not fully qualified to become pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot expect to be liberated from material entanglement. So here we have though we are in spiritual life, we have to have a daily introspection. If we don't introspect every day, then it is a problem. In fact, every minute, what we do, what we say, how we behave, that's very important. Apani achari prabhu apare shikhai, apani na koile dharma shikhano na jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, let me just take sannyas and practice, then I'll preach. So, if we don't try to imbibe these qualities, that means there's no way we can go back to Godhead. Here, Srila Prabhupada is making sure that one cannot expect to be liberated from material entanglement. That means what you speak of going back to Godhead, one will be not free. So, these are the qualities Sanatana Goswami heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initially when he went to Benares. We all know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami for a long time, more than a month. Initially, he told about the qualities of Krishna, how Krishna attracts everybody. He pointed out a beautiful sloka. Padam padam bhusana bhusanarangam janmato lila vilapayaka. So he said that basically Krishna attracts everybody. Whole world is attracted by him. And by just big spark of his beauty, jirupir ekkon dubhayase tribhuvan, that spark of his beauty can inundate the whole universe, all the universes. That is the quality of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami. Because the question was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teased Rupa Sanatana that I am a sannyasi, how come you are coming to me? you both are very highly talented. From you are helping king and you have so much wealth, you are such a big man. And people respect you. They know you are a very big person. Then what Rupa Goswami says? গ্রাম্য ব্যবহারে কহে পণ্ডিত সত্য করে মানি, আপনার হিতাহিত কিছু নাই জানি। ইট ইজ ট্রু, পিপল আর সেইং আই এম ভেরি বিগ ম্যান, উই আর ভেরি বিগ ম্যান অ্যান্ড উই হ্যাভ সো মাচ মানি এভরিথিং, বাট আপনার হিতাহিত কিছু নাই জানি। হোয়াট ইজ গুড ফর আস উই ডোন্ট নো, কে আমি কেনে আমায় জানি তা পত্রায়, হু এম আই হোয়াই আই এম সাফারিং। সো হিয়ার দিস গোজ ফার্দার দ্যাট অ্যাপার্ট ফ্রম ওয়ার্ল্ডলি লাইফ উই গো টুয়ার্ডস কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড ট্রাই টু প্র্যাকটিস, বাট আনলেস উই অ্যাচিভ দোজ কোয়ালিটিস ইট ইজ নট পসিবল গো টু ব্যাক টু গড হেড। উই সি সামটাইমস সাম অফ দেম ভেরি কুইকলি দে এন্ডিউর উইথ অল দ্য কোয়ালিটিস, সাম অফ দেম দে টেক টাইম বিকজ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ হোয়াট ইউ কল দি কালি যুগ ইজ ইনফ্লুয়েন্সড বাই প্যাশন অ্যান্ড ইগনোরেন্স, প্রকৃতি ক্রিয়মাণানি গুণকর্মাণি। সো দি নেচার ইজ চেঞ্জিং দ্য মুডস অফ দ্য জীবস। সো ইন দিস কন্টেক্সট শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ ভেরি নাইসলি টেলিং দ্যাট দিস নেচার মুডস অফ মেটিরিয়াল নেচার। সো ইভেন দো এ ডিভোটি ইজ ট্রাইং টু অ্যাচিভ গুড কোয়ালিটি, সামটাইমস নট পসিবল বিকজ দে হ্যাভ অল দ্য প্রিভিয়াস কর্ম and going back and back and back and back. So Bhakti Siddhanta, we all know Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very serious. Being a sannyasi, he told such a strong word. He said, every day we should take shoes from the temple door and beat in our head 100 times, that my dear mind, dushta mon, tumi kisher vaishnav. He wrote very nice, very pure poetry, one of the very strong poetry. That for what you are Vaishnav. So such a strong, what you call, statement he's making, that we should beat with shoes. Such an elevated soul. So that means it's possibility that we will be confined to this world even though we try to become a devotee. These 20 qualities are very precious, and we should see that somehow or other we give up on the bad qualities, which is a mood of good ignorance and passion. And this world is mixed. Krishna dedicated more than 70 shlokas in Gita for this purpose, explaining material nature, moods of material nature, and how one, even mind, thoughts, work, food, everything. He dedicated a lot of shlokas describing different moods of nature. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out, after describing the beauty of Krishna, that actually you came to me because of Krishna attracted you, not me. Then both the brother says, I think you are Krishna. He said, don't say I am Krishna. Krishna attracted you. And then he, as you know, he described the Krishna's pastimes, Radha Krishna's pastimes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delegated them to develop Vrindavan Dham. So these qualities are very important. Kripalu akrita draha satya sar sama nidosha badanya mritu suchi akinchana sarva pakara santa krishna ikasana akam anihastriya vijita saragur mitabhuk apramatta manadavani gombhi karuda maitra kavidakshamani. So these qualities are there in Gita, in many, and this is very nicely made. And way back in 1982, Sastra Maharaj made this book, 26 Qualities of the Devotees. So it's a very interesting book, and unless we go through and we try to understand, it's difficult for us to become a good devotee. But if we are very humble, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, keep on chanting nicely and sincerely trying to become devotee with all humility, it is possible. We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before chanting, he said, Trinanda Pishuni Chaina Taro Vishwashanda. Is it possible to become so much humble, Trinanda Pishuni Chaina? Humble than the blade of grass. Taro Vishwashanda, tolerant than the tree. Almost impossible. We may say so many things. I don't think so. We can. Is it possible, Prabhuji? Is it possible? But we can try our best. And this quality we see in one of the we see with everybody. Now you all, many of you say, is it possible? Is it possible to occur? When you hear this quality, is it possible? Yes or no? I want to hear. Huh? Yes or no? No, right? It's very almost impossible. But let me point out a few things. Whatever Haridas Thakur, when he was beaten up, was good quality, right? When Prahlada was tortured, certainly he had a good quality, right? When Dhruva Maharaj was abused by his mother, he has taken shelter of Prahlada. Just see, one side Prahlad, one side the whole world, including his father, he could have easily said, agar hamara bas chalta the, hamare paas, if my father would have abused or beat me up, I would say, sorry, sorry, father, at least jhuta hai sahi hum bol dete ki bhai, theek hai, whatever you say, that is correct, whatever I'm wrong, right? Would have said like that, correct. Maybe just for the sake of getting rid of this Hiranyakashipu, to say, okay, Hiranyakashipu ki jai. But what Prahlad says? No. You are not. So just try to understand that actually those who are good devotees, and what Srila Prabhupada gave commentary, Srila Prabhupada said, wish we could have one devotee in ISKCON like Prahlad. This is the commentary of Srila Prabhupada. So we are a very small devotee, and those devotees, they can change this world. They can change it. We see Prahlad, we see Ambarish Maharaj, how he was tolerant. He had no at fault. We are discussing Prithu Maharaj today. Prithu Maharaj is one of the incarnation of the Lord, partial incarnation. So in Bhagavatam, there are some places 24 times, so 20, some places more incarnation details are there. Prithu is one of the Angsham Shavatar. But he is playing the role of a king. We know his father, King Bhena, was very notorious, and through shouting, through noise, Bhena got a heart attack and he died. And then from churning his body, see, now they say stem operation, those things, see, they could do. One time, I think, first time they were not successful, second time they were successful. So operation, and they got the body out of it. And Prithu Maharaj, it was the Bhagavatam says, even Kurma Puran says that basically after Prithu Maharaj, this Varnashram started, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. In Kshatriya Yuga, all were saintly. Everything was automatic. You may not believe, it says that Kshatriya Yuga, everywhere there was Kalpavriksha, so you don't need to do anything. Food, grains, shelter, you wish there will be shelter, a nice heart. And the rains were balanced rains. Now, right now in Kali Yuga, sometimes too much rains, sometimes devastation is there, flood, sometimes no rain, drought. Whereas before Prithu, before Vena, it was Kshatriya Yuga. And then Prithu Maharaj thought that everything is spoiled. Then he started doing yajna. Then what happened? Then Indra came in between. It is true, when there is a power tussle, somebody will come in front of you. But here Brahma instructed, and Lord Vishnu was very happy with his humility. So humility, one of the qualities we should adopt. And let me tell you, being in ISKCON for over 45 years, if there is no humility, you cannot stay in ISKCON. Even though it is a spiritual organization. And staying with all sorts of devotees, so many types of devotees, I think we have to learn how to be humble. And there are so many types of devotees from different background, different ideas, different way of life, different focus, and to stay together and develop something, you need a lot of patience, you need a lot of maybe if you try to stay in ISKCON, eventually you'll have all the 26 qualities. You see, like what they said, when there is a what do you call water coming in the these things like you have made, lot of stones, pebbles, they touch each other, they have lot of edge. After some time, the stone become very round, very soft, very sweet looking, right? Similarly, if we somehow or other, if we stay together, especially in Brahmacharya Ashram, certainly you will become nice devotee. So we have such a nice sloka today to be described, that we must introspect ourselves to see that all the good qualities are imbibed. We see Ambarish Maharaj, we see Nityananda Prabhu, he was tortured but he tolerated, right? We see Haridas Thakur, so many saints, Mirabai tolerated. You tell me who not? Srila Prabhupada tolerated. I give you one example. After the success, Tamal Krishna Mahastha, somehow I was in Punjabi Bag, all those big leaders of ISKCON, 11 gurus, they used to come. And I used to host them nicely. Especially Tamal Krishna Mahastha, I had a very good relation for 6-7 years. So he was telling in his class, he said, actually, in Mayapur, it was like a normal, casual discussion. And Srila Prabhupada was there, Sridhar Maharaj was there, Madhav Maharaj was there. And Sridhar Maharaj just casually told that actually Swami Maharaj, he tolerated so much these hippies. If it is me, I could never tolerate these people. Madhav Maharaj supported. There were the few friends, 2-3, his godbrother, they were a little friendly, others were not so much. So this is the, but because Srila Prabhupada tolerated, he could make this much. So sometimes we have all sorts of devotees, we have to tolerate. Those who are in management, they know how much you have to tolerate, you have to accommodate. It's not that easy. So we tolerate, otherwise no way you can get some success. And second thing is that all those good qualities, it's not just the dress, it is the spiritual principle which will take us back to Godhead. One is the preaching, one is that good qualities. If we preach, doesn't matter how much you preach, if we don't have the Vaishnava qualities, we'll not make, if we practice nicely, try to be good devotee, at least somebody will follow, will become nice devotee. If we mix with passion and ignorance, we'll have a follower with passion and ignorance. So we have to see, we should not be so aggressive in our preaching that we forget our qualities. We are here in from Vishakhapatnam to GAV, and GAV is such a beautiful temple, beautiful project you are taking up. And Srila Prabhupada, in the last age, he told to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he said, "You American and European, you believe in change, you may change. So I want in India a big ashram," especially he mentioned it, Bhagavatam also there, he mentioned. "And I want the devotees from all over the world, they should come and stay and practice Krishna consciousness, and they should stay for some time, maybe few months, year, then go back and preach. Otherwise, I think in future you'll close down all the temple." He was saying always, he said, "Whatever I have made, you should protect. If possible, you preach as much as possible, or at least whatever I have made, maintain nicely." We all know that. So when we see such a kind of project in GV, very near to Bombay, certainly Srila Prabhupada will be blessed, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be blessed, bless everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Chatak Parbat, it's just a small hillock, sandy hillock. What he says, this is like a Govardhan, correct or not? So when he went to Kanai Natsala, he saw bushes. He saw there is one tree with Tamal Riksha. He said, here is Radharani, here is Krishna, I can see them. Sthavar jangam dekhe nadekhe tar murti sarvatra hoy tar ishtadev sthiti. A devotee, wherever he goes, he sees Lord. What Srila Prabhupada says? Somebody asks, Prabhupada, you see Krishna? He said, I see everywhere. You will see, I'm seeing now also. And you are in between, you are disturbing me. So this is how, we all know this. So when you see, this is like a, this Jeevi is like a, another mini Vrindavan. We have made all those, and what Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, if you remember all those places, you will purify. And it is true, there's a two, Bhoma Vrindavan, sometimes more interesting. That's what many Vaishnava acharyas commented. The Bhoma Vrindavan is more beautiful. Of course, we have not seen Golok Vrindavan, than Golok Vrindavan. So it having so many different type of rasas, especially the aggressive pastimes, which is not, that's what they say. It is not there in Goloka. So when you show around, a devotee always remember, we're supposed to remember. Chaitanya Charitamrita says we should remember all the time Krishna's pastimes. That's what Krishna Das Govindaraya says. Morning, evening, noon, all these Krishna's pastimes you should remember. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Srila Prabhupada says, sometimes it is not possible to remember, so what you do seva and chanting. Seva and chanting. That way we go on preaching and then we remember the Lord, we get a double blessing, we get blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, by which we can enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Nitayir korunahave braja Radha Krishna pave dharanitai charandukhani. If we have blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, how to get a blessings of Nityananda Prabhu? By preaching. And this project itself will preach, especially Bombay is Maya Nagari, and people are from beginning, not today, tomorrow. They are advanced in materialism. I was in Delhi for 12 years, and Bombay is much advanced than even Delhi in materialism. I don't want to go further, you know better than me. So we should see that all these Bombay people, they take advantage of this place and they become Krishna conscious. Basically, there are some section who are devotee. And as Srila Prabhupada said, in India, people like diamond, but they are mixed with mud. So if we clean the mud, then we will see their bright side of the... So if we somehow get... That's what Bhagavatam, 5th canto says in Jambudip, that land, people in Bharatavarsha, they are very fortunate soul. So we have to somehow get this together and see that how we can influence the local people and whole Bombay to come to GAB and take benefit of what the kind of project investment made. If they take advantage, at least some people will become devotee of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, certainly, Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wanted, he'll be pleased by seeing this. Srila Prabhupada must be happy with this type of project. Prabhupada wanted in India, temple, ashram, hospital, vridhashram, he wanted even airport in Vrindavan and Mayapur, he wanted cottage industry, he needed many things he wanted. I had that book, I lost, I was with Surabhi, I made a spiral binding, I had one trunk of those booklets, but I left, I don't know where those. He wanted many things, he wanted school, college, university, all over India. He wrote letter to Sabdamda Maharaj, Japtang Maharaj about this. So it's a good progress, but there are much to do. Whatever we do with little, in India we have more than 135 crore population. We have much to achieve. This is beginning and nobody should get what you call discouraged. Somehow or other, let us dedicate our life. what Bhaktichara Maharaj asked, Bhaktichara Maharaj asked to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, give me one instruction. Srila Prabhupada says that you have given many life to Maya, give one life to Krishna. So if somehow we can give one life to Krishna, that will be nice. We are saying very nicely, Chakshudan Dilajai Janme Janme Prabhu Shai. That we are saying, because he has given us spiritual knowledge, he is our master birth after birth. But if we cannot make sure one life genuinely dedicated to Srila Prabhupada, what is the use? So we should make sure, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Banprastha, Sannyas, make sure that we do something for Srila Prabhupada. Each one of them can, you all of can do wonder. It's all desires. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati's desire, Bhakti Vinaya Thakur desire, and Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati's the instruction of his Pita Guru and others, he established 64 Gauri Math within 11-12 years. It's not that possible. And they had an ardent desire that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu message should go all over the world. Then, in this way, Srila Prabhupada, though he was old with all sorts of health problems, he had a sugar problem, he had a urinary infection, he had a blood pressure, but still he went, and with the same 10-11 years, he could establish center all over the world. So it is desire of the devotees, as very nicely it is explained, that if we maintain the good spiritual thought, maintain some purity, at least wish to become pure, then Lord will help. But if we don't have introspection, and we don't listen to Guru or Krishna, then it's not possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, initially he told, first thing is that Vaishnava Sangha, Sahutu Sangha, Mahat Kripa. First 7-8 sloka he dedicated to Sanatana Goswami, that Sadhu Sangha, Vaishnava Sangha. Brahmanda Bhramiti Kono Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lava. Very beautiful sloka he says. If you don't, I tell you the English meaning, if you don't have Mahat Kripa, the what you speak of, what you call cleaning, you'll not get, even what you preaching, you cannot even, what you call, get rid of samsara, davanala nilandra. So I'll just end here, and my wife will speak something. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Umagyananta Mirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Malatam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Venama Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupad Ki Jai Iskon Vartaman Guru Vrinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak few words. This particular pastime of Prithu Maharaj that we read today is one of my favorite pastimes in Bhagavatam, because I feel that spiritual life is pretty simple. We chant and we eat and we associate with devotees. But I think what is difficult is to keep the right mood, to not commit Vaishnava Prad, and to have the right etiquette. And I think in that etiquette part of thing, this particular pastime gives us a very high lesson. Because we can be nice to somebody who is nice to us. But if somebody is not nice to us and we still be nice to them, that is the highest. And that is what we see here in this pastime of Prithu Maharaj. There's no fault of his. He has not done anything wrong. But still Brahma does not ask Indra to stop. But he asks Prithu Maharaj that you stop your yajna. And he says it's okay. But whereas he is right, Indra is not right. So what we understand is that there is something called being right beyond the right. You may be right, but there's something called right beyond the right. That means if our being right is not pleasing Krishna, then we don't want that right. We don't want to be right. We want to do only that pleases Krishna. So like Prabhuji was just telling that whether you see Bali Maharaj, it's no mistake and he's given whatever he could, but he was still tied with ropes. And then we see Haridas Thakur, no mistake, but he was beaten, but he tolerated. And then we see Prithu Maharaj, no mistake, but he tolerates. And I thought, where do they get this strength to tolerate? What is the driving factor? So what we understand is that all these devotees which Prabhuji was just mentioning, whether it is Tukaram or whether it is Jaidev Goswami, or you see, because Jaidev Goswami, was when his hands were cut by the dacoits in a jungle, whether we see Mirabai, whether we see Srila Prabhupada's life, whether we see the Pandavas, whether we see Ambarish Maharaj, everybody tolerated. So how they are able to tolerate? Because they have this underlying thing that I want to please Krishna. So I was just, you know, reminded of one thing. You know, I mean, the Matajis can relate that very well. You know, when the Matajis go to a sari shop for purchasing saris, you know, Matajis by nature, we are not goal-oriented, we are more process-oriented. More than buying or getting the sari, the whole process makes very happy. Going, speaking, seeing what this person is saying, who has what, get 20 saris down the rack, see everything, and they say, "Nahi bhaiya, ye color achha nahi laga." And then finally, after eating his head for 2 hours, get 5 saris. And then when they go to the bill counter, they're again peeping at somebody else's saris, which are there at the bill counter. Ye achha hai na, this green one is so nice. I mean, they just have that. Now imagine, I tell you, these salesmen, when these Matajis are doing this whole thing, they're actually curse words, you know, inside they're boiling, you know, kitna jada, 2 ghanta se she's eating my head, ultimately she'll buy one sari or not, you're not sure. But you know what the beauty is? They will be so nice in the front. "No problem, madam. Koi baat nahi, madam. Shall I keep this for you, madam?" Now what is driving them? They've been disturbed. They've been, you know, worked out for 2 hours now, but they're nice. Why they're nice? Because there is somebody out there in the bill counter who is the owner of the shop, and he knows very well that my salary comes from the owner and not this lady. So I want to speak nicely because I want to please the owner. If I speak nicely, the owner is going to give me salary at the end of the month, not this lady. And I thought, as devotees, we just need to keep this in mind when we are, you know, confronted with anybody who's not nice to us, that he's not going to take me back to Goloka Vrindavan. Radha Vrindavan Bihari is going to take me back, and I want to behave in such a way that pleases him. And if I am nice to devotees, it's going to please him. He's going to be happy. So as devotees, at every moment, whenever we are behaving with somebody or talking to somebody, we can just keep that in mind, that is this going to please Radha Vrindavan Bihari? That's about it. In fact, I like this wonderful bhajan by Mirabai, where she's telling this to somebody. "I don't care to please the world, I want to please the Lord, because if my Lord is displeased with me, then I have no shelter." So she says, "Raja roothe nagari rakhe, Hari roothe kahan jaun ji, Rana ji main to Govinda, Govinda gaasu." So Miraji says, if this one king is upset with me, who cares? I can just leave this kingdom and go to another one. But if Hari roothe, if the Lord is displeased with me, where will I go? So I was just thinking that this whole endeavor by Prithu Maharaj, what he really wants to do is he wants to please the Lord, and he achieved it. He didn't get his horse sacrifices done, but the Lord was so pleased to him. And then in the corresponding verses we read where the Lord, I mean, the whole thing is done and he's now supposed to go back. But the Lord still stays there, and he has his one hand on Garuda, and he's just simply looking at and staring at Prithu Maharaj with such love and affection. Because he's so happy because Prithu Maharaj let go, because Prithu Maharaj tolerated. I was reading this very interesting book by Gaur Govinda Maharaj. It's called Trinadapi Sunichana. And there Maharaj makes one very nice statement. He says, tolerate, 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 and cooperate. That's what devotee is supposed to do. Tolerate, 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 and cooperate. I loved that verse. Immediately I sent it, I kept it as a screensaver for my laptop. I said, this is very nice, because sometimes we may even tolerate, but we may not cooperate. Are, ye mere ko tang kiya, theek hai, usse baat nahi karunga. But tolerate and then cooperate. I mean, we just need to keep moving. We need to tolerate. And you see, in the 10th canto brahma stuti also I think you know verse number 8 or something it says tatte nu kampa su samikshamano but what I like about that verse is it's not that you tolerate and you just remain there while you tolerate you also serve the lord so in that verse he says that you pay obeisances to the lord with hrid vak you know vapur with your vani with your heart you serve the lord that means you tolerate and you cooperate you continue your service and I thought that's very beautiful you know somebody may say how long should I tolerate but then there are only three options in this world either you just you know migrate from that place or you mitigate that particular situation or you tolerate and that which can't be cured has to be endured and in this material world that's our final test we need to tolerate it's you know we can never imagine a situation where everything will be nice you know this is the test that Krishna has given us and we need to tolerate and we need to keep moving and why also because we see all these devotees they also went through the same test so we also need to tolerate now how do we get the strength to do it you know sometimes you see these monkeys you put a mirror in front of the monkey the monkey sees its reflection in the mirror the monkey will get very insecure and he'll start hitting the mirror because he will think it is somebody else and he wants to attack but when we daily in the morning look at the mirror we don't start attacking it because we know it's our reflection because we have that much higher intelligence so it's just that we need to cultivate this higher intelligence when we are also looking at the devotees around us we understand that yeah he has krishna in his heart and she has krishna in his heart and he has krishna in his heart and we are all part and parcel of krishna and if we can keep you know ourselves in that consciousness then we can tolerate and then the other thing that we can do if we want you know to tolerate is become a mother I'll tell you how why I'm using this word become a mother you know whenever you are attending some bhagavatam class or something you can observe sometimes when the children are making noise you know they're making noise halla gulla ho raha hai the mother of the child her philosophy will be bacche hai thoda sa voice to karenge oh they are children they'll make some noise you know but those who are not the mother of that particular child their version will be different they'll say are sabko disturb ho raha hai na whole bhagavatam class is disturbed you can very well understand by their statement who is the mother of the child the mother of the child will always have a justification the bacche if the children don't make noise who is going to make noise but those who are not mothers they'll say no everybody is getting disturbed you see the mother of the child if the baby is having some nosy or something coming out from the nose immediately the mother reaction will be whatever is there in her hand whether it's sari or her eye or her hand she will immediately take it and she will clean it because she doesn't want to expose her child but if it's somebody else they won't do anything about it rather they may criticize the mother you know the mother is too busy in giving classes and all bachcho ko dekh nahi rahi dekho shaddi ho gaya that's the difference when you are mother you don't want to find out fault with the person you just want to help the person you just want to cover up the person And if we can become the mother for everybody you know and everybody around us in the community then we'll just love everybody because we don't want to expose anybody's fault and if they have fault also we want to hide it or we want to help them out and that way you know we can develop this tolerating each other's behavior tolerate like Prabhuji very well pointed out you know what this was I heard it from Hanuman Prishak Maharaj he was telling that just like you have those stones next to the Ganga and the waves keep you know slashing on the stones and the stones ultimately become soft and that's what happens when we stay in the community we are staying together and I pinch your ego and you pinch my ego and then ultimately we all become nice and the whole point the last statement that Prabhupada made in the purport unless and until one is a devotee one can't get this qualities it's true unless and until somebody is connected to Krishna strongly we can't get qualities and the fact that these qualities are missing in us shows that somewhere our connection with Krishna is loose see why can't we tolerate or why do we get angry is because at this moment just now we are not connected to Krishna that strong and I'll tell you one example My elder son, he has this habit of hearing, you know, bhajans. He is a big fan of Janvi Harrison. And he'll hear it with loud music with his earphones. And if I'm calling him out also, you know, he'll be in his own world and I have to go and tell him, Anirudh, I've been calling you last half an hour. Oh, sorry, Mama, I didn't hear, I was with this earphones. Now, what happened? When he was with the earphones, he can't hear what I'm saying. Same thing happens with us. But, imagine if the earphone had some loose connection with the phone, then he can hear what I'm saying. This is what is happening with us. As of now, we have a loose connection with Krishna. That's why we're able to hear what all people are talking about us and we can't tolerate. But we have a tight connection with Krishna, then we just can't hear. Farak nahi padta, who is saying what? Because you're connected with Krishna just now. And you're connected in such a way, you're so happy. It doesn't make, you can't hear. You're so happy in Krishna consciousness. And the whole goal of this human life is we want to go back home, back to God. अब किसी के घर जाना है तो उसके साथ रिश्ता तो बनाना है. वी वॉन्ट टू गो बैक टू गोलोक विच इज कृष्णाज हाउस. वी नीड टू हैव अ गुड रिलेशनशिप विथ हिम. ही नीड्स टू लाइक अस. वी नीड टू फॉल इन लव विथ हिम. देन ओनली थिंग्स आर गोइंग टू हैपन. बट ही सेट वेरी क्लियरली टाइम अगेन इन भागवतम एंड इन भगवद गीता वॉट आर द क्वालिटीज आई लाइक इन अ डिवोटी एंड वॉट काइंड ऑफ डिवोटी आई लाइक. एंड स्पेशली इफ यू सी दिस 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Yoga, from verse number 13 to 20. Krishna, every verse he will say, Yo mad bhakta same priyaha. Oh, this kind of devotee I like very much. He keeps telling that. And he will start with, Adveshta sarvabhutana maitra karuna evacha nirmama nirahankara sama dukkha sukha shami santushta satatam yogi yatatmam dhridinischaya mayyarpita manobuddhi. Yomad bhakta samipriya. 36 qualities, one after another, he will go, and they are like those slabs. And at the end, he's saying, Yomad bhakta samipriya. Arre, bahar ki dunya mein shaadi mein bhi pati patni ka chart milate hai, to bolte hai, kuch 36 gun milne chahiye, aisa kuch bolte hai. Hum to Bhagwan ke dham mein jana chahte, to kuch to gun milna chahiye. Bhagwan ke saath kuch bhi nahi milega, to kya karenge? We'll feel out of place there. You know, we want to go to his dham. Something like him, unke jaisa thoda thoda banna hai. But actually, hum unke jaise hai, because we are part and parcel. It's just that we are unclean now. So when we take bath, we get clean. That is, when we get connected to Krishna, then it's like taking bath. So we're getting cleaner, and then we're getting cleaner. So the more the devotee is connected to Krishna, the more you will see those qualities of tolerance and equipoise and non-enviousness and all that qualities we can see very clearly, because they're taking bath regularly. Arey Baba, roz nahaoge to you'll look good. So if you're connected to Krishna, then yes, those qualities just reflect, you know, on you. And if we want to get married to Krishna, we want to get connected to Krishna, we'll need to do that. You know, just like, I want to give you a karmi example. There was this one boy and girl who were very much in love and they wanted to get married. And so the girls told the boy, Arey Baba, we are meeting, you know, unofficially last many years, let's get married. So this boy made a very nice statement. He said, as long as we both have affair, we are meeting, it's okay. If you want to get married to me, then you'll have to do a lot of things. You'll have to tolerate my mother. You'll have to tolerate my father who is handicapped. You'll have to tolerate my sister. She's mentally instable. You'll have to tolerate my younger brother. Kya tum tayar ho? Are you ready to do all this? Then we can get married. And she said, yeah, I'm ready. The same thing happens with Krishna. Krishna says, okay, you're coming to the temple. Okay, you're attending aarti. Okay, ja rahe ho. But if you want to get married to me, if you want to come to Goloka Dham, then I have a family of different types of Vaishnavas. Thode gusse wale Vaishnav, thode pyare pyare Vaishnav. All this is my family. Are you ready to accept them? Then I'm ready to accept you. So we need to accept everybody who is there. And the whole point is, everybody is a Vaishnav. Just like ice cream. You know, strawberry flavor hota hai, vanilla hota hai, but ice cream to ice cream hi hai. So Vaishnav, you have different flavors. You have a gusse wale Vaishnav, you have a pyare pyare Vaishnav, you have a short-tempered Vaishnav. You have so many kinds of Vaishnav, but they're all Vaishnav. They're all connected to Krishna. So if you can just remember that one point, I want to get married to Krishna, then I have to tolerate everybody in Krishna's family. Then it will become easy. So this is one thing that I was reflecting from this verse, that you know, tolerate. We have to somehow or the other tolerate. And the tolerating can become easy if we have this one thing in our mind, that matter does not matter. This is temporary, and what is so important for me just now may not be that important. What is really important at every stage is to please Krishna. I'll just give you one example, my personal life. When I was very young, my elder brother visited Germany and he got an eraser for me. And that eraser was so special for me. I showed around all my friends, this eraser is from Germany. I was so attached and I thought my rest of my life I'll never part with that eraser. And that eraser was the source of my happiness. And then I never even used it for erasing. I was using Nataraj rubber for erasing. This was just there to show everybody. And then I always thought that maybe for the rest of my life I'll always hang to it. But dear devotees, believe me, I don't know where is that eraser now. just 1 year, and after that I forgot about it. So this is just one example of an eraser. But actually, our lives are also like that. Every stage of life, we think, this one thing is the most important thing in my life. This one devotee is the most problematic devotee in my life. This particular situation is the most problematic situation in my life. If I just somehow cross this, rest everything is going to be fine. But it's not true. Just after 5 years down the line, you will feel that was not that bad. Now this particular situation is more bad. And we keep thinking like that. But everything passes. After day, there is night. And after night, there is day. And everything will keep passing. So that means what we need to do is we need to just keep our focus that I want to please Krishna. We want to please Krishna. Somehow or the other, please Krishna. And Krishna becomes very happy when we tolerate. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Sixth Ashtakam, where he talks about tolerance. And in Bhagavatam, Krishna talks about tolerance. And everywhere it's talked about tolerance. So sometimes the question comes in, you know, okay, I tolerate, I'm nice to people, but that person is not nice to me. Though I've been tolerating for years now, but that person isn't responding in the similar manner. But only thing is that we need to remind ourselves, maybe that person doesn't want to go back home, back to Godhead, and we want to go. Maybe that person ki galti 99% hai, aapki galti 1% hai. Problem ye hai, ki aap Goloka Vrindavan nahi ja paoge because of that 1%. Maybe he has 99% problem. But our problem is that 1% only. And we need to work on that 1% only. We don't have to work on his 99%. That is his problem. So time and again, I keep sharing with the devotees. I said, whenever you have some problem with somebody and then, you know, you just think in mind ki, I don't know if you have seen that. See, I'm a mother of 2 sons and I've brought up children, so I know. Jab wo log gir jate hai na, khelte khelte park mein on, and somebody pushes them and all, they'll say, main mummy ko bolunga, I'll tell my mummy, you know, you have pushed me, you have done that. And that makes them very happy. They feel, okay, I'll tell my mummy, I'll tell my daddy, and things get sorted out. And I feel, you know, we should also apply that in our life. Somebody is troubling us, somebody is not nice to us, and we can just think in our mind, when I go back to Goloka Vrindavan, I'll tell Krishna about this, but now tolerate. And then you can discuss at peace when you go back home to Krishna over a cup of hot herbal coffee, reading newspaper in Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna, you know, that devotee gave me so much trouble when I was in the ashram. And you can complain to him and there'll be all the time there. But now, no time. Better not to waste our time behind anybody and just keep our goal and focus very clear and somehow go back home, back to Godhead. It's already 9:05. I don't want to go beyond time, but I just want to share one beautiful pastime that's very close to my heart. And I've been speaking about it in so many classes. You know, sometimes devotees say, "Sunne mein acha lagta hai," but you know, it's a little difficult. But I tell you how Krishna is so merciful, how so kind. A couple of years ago, I was in Pune, and we were attending this GBC college. So along with us, one more student was there in GBC College, His Grace Gaurashakti Prabhu from New Vrindavan. He's a Prabhupada disciple and he was also a student. So we were all supposed to give classes every day. One student has to give Bhagavatam class. They were testing us, how do you give class, and part of GBC College training. So Gaurashakti Prabhu gave one class today. Such amazing thing he said. He was just talking about his brahmachari days. So he was saying that how when he was a brahmachari, a young brahmachari in New Vrindavan, brahmacharis, not only brahmacharis, actually hum sabko bahut acha lagta, the best thing that we like about ISKCON is food, prasadam, in the Sunday program, Sunday feast prasadam. So he was saying that I was so attached to the Sunday feast prasadam, you know, I used to just love and enjoy the prasadam. But then Monday morning, it used to become very sad because, you know, the Sunday has passed. And then Tuesday, it becomes worse because two days back you had prasadam. So he said, I was going through that in my mind that why can't we have every day nice prasadam? So one day he was just sitting in a Bhagavatam class, a young brahmachari, and some speaker was talking that, how Krishna is so kind, and if we pray to Krishna sincerely, Krishna fulfills all our desire. Now, as a young brahmachari, he took it literally. You know, of course, hum log bhi sunte, but we always take it with a pinch of salt. Har cheez hum log lete hi nahi, you know, are chalta rehta. But he was very sincere and he took it very seriously. That Krishna ko prarthana karne se sab kuch pura hota hai. If we pray Krishna, everything is fulfilled. So what he did immediately after Bhagavatam class, he went next to the altar and he started praying to Krishna, can you change the prasadam menu? Sincerely he was praying, you know. And then and for some reason he believed it will happen. So he went inside the prasadam hall, and then when they were opening those cans to serve prasadam, he saw the prasadam is not changed. And he thought, "Arey, maybe it's short notice for Krishna, because I just said, oh, maybe he'll change it tomorrow." So Tuesday morning, he went again next to the altar, and he prayed again very hard. And Tuesday morning, he knows ki aaj to 24 ghanta ka notice bhi hai. And then he removes, and there is still dal and rice and sabji. And he thought, what happened? Maybe I didn't pray sincerely. So now comes, you know, Monday over, Tuesday over, Wednesday. And he fervently prayed. And there was even a tear in his eyes. Krishna, please, paneer sabji, pakoda, kheer, please. And then he went on Wednesday morning and he opened those, you know, there was still rice and there was still dal and sabji. And then Thursday morning, he took his plate. And you know, what is that? Utsaha, nischaya, dhairya, enthusiasm. Aaj to ho jayega. He went with the plate. He ate prasadam and he came back very happily. So we were all sitting in the class and he said, Prabhuji, us din menu change ho gaya kya? Said, nahi, mujhe aadat ho gaya. Menu was same, but I got habituated to rice, dal, sabji. So I thought, that's how life is. I mean, it's not that just because we became devotee, Krishna will change our situations or Krishna will change us. And he'll make us more mature that we can tolerate situations around us. We just need to pray. There is no other option. We just need to pray to Krishna to give us strength to tolerate. And anyway, this is temporary, you know. And actually, the fact is that if we can keep this one thing in mind that we are temporary, then tolerate karna aasan ho jata hai. You know, in my college days, I read this very interesting book. It's called When the World Collides. I just hope I didn't get the name wrong. Bahut saal ho gaye. It's a fictional book. So usme the story is like this. There is a red planet coming next to Earth. And the scientists are talking about it. Arey, this, or, you know, the abhi Earth planet to pura destroy ho jane wala hai because there's some red kind of planet is coming close. It's just a fictional story. So everybody got afraid. Arey, abhi kya karenge? Abhi to hum log ke paas 2 mahina hai. So initially they didn't believe the scientists. But lo and behold, they saw, haan, dikh raha hai. They were able to see there is some red planet coming close. So now they become very pretty serious. So now they all know, humare paas mein aur 1 mahina hai and we are all going to die. And the moment that happened, everybody's behavior changed. Husband and wife, jinka divorce ho gaya tha, they came back together. Jo bachche apne maa-baap ko वृद्धाश्रम में छोड़ देते, ब्रॉड, अरे 1 महीना है मम्मी के साथ रहेंगे. दोज डेटर्स, क्रेडिटर्स, वो दे सेड, अरे फॉरगेट अबाउट द लोन, क्या करेंगे, कीप इट. दोज रेस्टोरेंट्स, दे ओपन द डोर, फ्री में खाओ, क्या करेंगे 1 महीने के बाद, ऑल दैट स्टॉक, व्हाट वी विल डू. द पीपल हु वर इन प्रिजन, दे लेफ्ट द प्रिजनर्स, अरे जाओ बाहर जाओ, 1 महीना जाओ, फैमिली के साथ मिलो. It became like Rama Rajya. Everybody was so happy. Everybody was so loving. Everybody was forgiving each other. Everybody became so happy. Just we have one more month to stay. It became a beautiful place. But then the red planet started going far. And the scientists said, good news, we are not going to die. The planet is gone. Immediately again the whole thing started. The jails got closed. The wife and husband got separated. Everybody got separated and everything came back to normal. So when I was reflecting, of course not then I was just a student, but when I remember now, I think, yeah, if you are 100% believing it that we are temporary, then you can be loving. Yeah, you've seen sometimes patients who have this terminal diseases, they're going to die. You'll see there's a lot of change in their behavior because now they're convinced that I'm not going to live. See, we are also hearing, but we may not be 100% convinced that we're not going to live, you know, permanently. But then they are convinced. And if that one thing we can keep in mind, you know, tolerating becomes very easy. The whole point is because we are, and that's why we have this Bhagavatam class, to time and again remind us that we are temporary. Shall I tell you one more story and then I'll end it here? I'm very much, you know, into stories, and I just, you know, love weaving them. You know, you are all from Maharashtra, so you must have heard about Sant, what is his name? Ekalavya? Eknath? You have heard about Sant Eknath? There was this one man who went and spoke to Sant Eknath. He said, Swamiji, you don't commit any sinful activities. You are so focused in Krishna consciousness. How come I'm not able to get it? You know, I end up committing some of the other sins. How come you don't commit any sins? She's asking a very sincere and sweet question. And Eknath said, you know, don't speak all this nonsense. Just want to tell you something. You're going to die within 7 days. Forget about all this question and all. Ghar jao, sab kuch theek karo. 7 days, I can see that written on you. 7 more days you have. He got all worked up. Oh, really? I just have 7 more days to live? And he just did pranam to Swamiji, went back home, started, you know, whatever he needs to do now with his wife, children, set up everything. Now, you know, days are passing. On the 6th day, Eknath ji, he goes and visits this man. So, sab theek? Kaisa hai? Everything okay? Theek hai, Swamiji, I'm just preparing 1 more day to go. I'll be leaving the body. So, is week mein kitna paap kiya? How many sins you did this week? Kya, Swamiji, where is the time? I'm so much worried to think I'm going to die in 7 days. Where is the time to do sinful activities? And I didn't even think about it. Then he said, look, you're not going to die. I just wanted to give you this experience. What happens if you are in that consciousness all the time that you're going to die? If you are in that consciousness last 6 days, what happened? You never committed any sinful activity. So if you can just be there in that consciousness that we are temporary in this world, then we don't commit sinful activities, and then we are more focused on Krishna. So yeah, this is the beautiful verse today. You know, it's not that every battle does not need to be fought. We can be selective about it, and we should be tolerating. Thank you so much, Rana. Thank you so
I just
much.
Want to share one good point about Srila Prabhupada. You all know that when Prabhupada was trying to get land in Mayapur, his godbrothers were making problem. And the biggest god who was trying to make bigger problem was Tirtha Maharaj, who was the main guru of main head Gaudiya Math in we call Mashidwari, right? And then Prabhupada, in between, he was thinking to shift Mayapur project to Kurukshetra with Guljari Lalananda. At that time, he was railway minister. Later, Guljari Lalananda became prime minister for a few days. So Prabhupada was, he got some problem for almost a 6-month year. Then after some time, when Prabhupada was in Hyderabad, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he gave news that Prabhupada, Tirtha Maharaj expired. He said, okay. Then Jayapataka Maharaj was curious. But Prabhupada, you didn't say anything? He gave you so much trouble. Where he is right now? Prabhupada said, he has gone to back to God. He said, no, how come he gave you so much trouble? He said, those are immaterial. Those are immaterial. So let us try to understand how Srila Prabhupada would think. Though Tirtha Maharaj gave him 1 year very good trouble, but when he expired, he says he has gone to back to God. That's it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jeevidham ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktabinda ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Vedvyas ki jai, Saraswati Mata ki jai.
Hare Krishna. We thank you so much, Prabhuji and Mataji. And actually, it's our great fortune. And we're, you know, they both of them, they came here. They couple of times they visited GEV. Today is a very fortunate day. We could able to hear from them. Actually, Prabhuji is very senior most devotee in ISKCON. Actually, in 4 years, Prabhuji will be celebrating Golden Jubilee in ISKCON. More than 46 years he is serving in ISKCON. He knows the whole history, you know, after Prabhupada. In 1976, he came in contact with the devotees and he became a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Actually, as per the instruction of Jayapataka Maharaj, he went to Guwahati. He started a temple and he served under Surabhi Maharaj, Surabhi Prabhu. And for 10 years, Surabhi Prabhu is considered as Vishwakarma in ISKCON. He constructed many temples. Under him, he served, you know, so glorious service. Actually, after that, they started a very biggest Radha Krishna temple in South India. That is in Visakhapatnam. They are constructing very huge temple with very wonderful carvings and designs. It's a very, Prabhuji taken up a very amazing project, like Squirrel does his own capacity seva, and Hanuman does his capacity of seva. Like that, Prabhuji taken up the such a huge task, and they are constructing very, very wonderful, beautiful and magnanimous and temple in the border of their river, in the ocean, sorry. And we no need to give introduction for Mataji. Actually, we all see in our different social media, YouTube channel and different channel, we could able to see Mataji personally today. We could able to hear from Mataji. Actually, within short period of time, they given up, you know, how our ISKCON, you know, our spiritual journey should be. Actually, very, very valuable lessons and guidance and instruction they have given us, and we should adopt in our life, and we should follow those instruction. And we are very, very grateful, both of you. Actually, they are speaking, not just speaking, they are digesting and speaking. Actually, they are, and as I mentioned, more than 46 years Prabhuji is serving in ISKCON. You know, it's not so easy thing. He's handling many, many management issues and everything. So they are setting example, and they're following, whatever they're following, they're speaking, and we should follow those instructions in the core of our heart and follow. We are very, very grateful to both of you. Let us chant loud Hari Bol to both of them by thanking Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Samba Prabhu ki jai, Nita Sevini Mataji ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. 1 minute, sorry. We let us welcome our Mandakini Mataji by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thank you all of you. Vancha Kalpadrubhyesha Kripa Sundupyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah.